see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends. I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. Ever since we saw Evan and Carly fall in love and then slightly out of love and then totally in love on Bachelor in Paradise, we have been so eager to have them on the show.
Actually, even before that, after watching Evan take on the house villain on The Bachelorette and watching Carly's hilarious commentary on previous seasons of Bachelor in Paradise and The Bachelor, we were dying to talk to them.
Finally, this week, we got the last couple standing from BIP Season 3 in the studio. We got to catch up with the Nashville-based couple in person because they were in New York City for a night to see Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway.
Which, side note, is amazing.
Yeah, I heard a lot about that.
And it turns out Evan and Carly are freaking delightful. They love musical theater, they're game to poke fun at themselves, and they gave us some great insight on Nick Viall's quote-unquote journey. So without further ado, here's our interview with them.
We just hope you enjoy this conversation as much as we enjoyed having it, which was a lot.
Yeah, true. Okay.
We were almost here a couple months ago for Hamilton, and like I got her tickets for her birthday. And then my son, I was coaching a soccer team, and he just kept winning. And then championship night
was Hamilton night.
Oh, my God.
So, bye-bye birthday present. Yeah. But hello, trophy.
Yeah, we got the trophy.
Oh, that's
okay.
It was actually
something my dad never had to worry about.
Pitfalls of parenting.
Yeah, I know. Like, who would have known?
Kids. None of us was ever on a winning team.
When your children are not athletic at all, like, I'm certainly not.
Yeah. Choir and theater.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was a theater kid for sure.
And you know when the performances are, so it's much easier to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I hope you got a lot of like money scalping those tickets. You can come back.
I gave them away on Twitter.
Yeah.
I thought it would be really fun just to like give them to somebody.
You're so nice.
He's a very giving person.
Wait, that's so sweet. Yeah. Who ended up getting them?
Some random person was like, my husband, you know, we really want to go. We've never gone. And she lived here, obviously. And
that's so cute.
He's a good one.
Yeah, you're a nice person. Claire's like, should have sold it for $1,500.
You know what?
Should have given it to us.
It's the most valuable piece of paper in America. Okay, so
we can actually formally start.
Yeah.
It's already delightful. Thank you guys for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
So we're joined today by Evan and Carly, our favorite couple from the last season of Paradise, which I'm sorry, guys, that meant more couple months ago.
That's a little weird.
Last one standing.
That's discredited.
I don't know. In our minds, you were the only love story that mattered.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's,
in our minds as well.
I mean, great. If you're like, I don't know. I was personally really more invested in Grace.
Definitely Grace, yeah.
You and I, we could work out.
Not. We'll see. I'm still working.
Yeah, still
that
time.
Theory.
Yeah.
So, what have you guys been up to since we last saw you on Paradise?
We've been doing a lot of traveling. Like one of the promises we made each other is that we were going to adventure a lot, and we've been doing that. We've been taking the kids places, and then just traveling the country, having fun. So
he has the kids like every other week. So on the weeks that he doesn't have them, we usually do something, and it's usually work-related for him, but I tag along. But it's really fun.
Work-related, like...
In the sense that there are clinics in other places that you're bringing.
I'll be like, hey, I got to go visit the clinic in Scottsdale. You want to come? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's been a blast. We went fly fishing with her family in Oklahoma a couple weekends ago. Yeah. And that was...
My family's nuts, but it's great.
They are so much fun. Yeah.
We were in like a really tiny cabin where it was just like a loft and two bedrooms. And then there were three couples and my other brother and three dogs. And you could hear like everyone, every person that would walk, you could hear it. Like there was no secrets in that house for two walls.
We got very close. Like,
really quiet.
It's a real family bonding experience.
Yeah. Don't even whisper.
The only way I can be alone with my family for longer than like 2 days is just being able to be five rooms away from them at any given
time. Like as much physical space while still being close.
So I really salute that. That's amazing. So have you guys been planning a wedding or are you putting that off further down the line?
No, we're planning it. We want to do it this year. And I don't know, every time I go to the airport, Carly's picking up another wedding magazine.
Yeah, like, but you like looking at them. Like the other day I had one open and he's like, go back to that previous page.
Something caught my eye.
Yeah, he did. I'm like... I try to play it cool.
Like, you know, I'm the guy. I don't really care about the wedding. Like,
oh, no. You did not play it cool at all because...
Those cups are amazing.
No. When we got in the car right after the proposal, he goes, oh, my gosh, I can't wait till the wedding.
Oh,
and I was like,
that's adorable.
And he's like, I'm so excited. And I was like, I never actually really thought about that.
You're like, I just wanted to get through today.
I'm like, I never actually thought this would happen at all. So...
One thing at a time. Like, enjoy each stage. Yeah.
You guys already lived in the same city, though, right?
Yes. He likes to plant the seed that I moved for him, but that's not true.
I don't know why, but everybody just assumes she moved to Nashville for me. They're like, so how are you liking Nashville? I'm like,
it drives me nuts.
Oh my God. I'm like, I'm an independent woman.
Yeah, she's a strong woman. I still play to it. I'm like, yeah, you're
here for me. You're like, yeah. I mean, like, women just like loved uprooting their lives.
Let me answer that one for her. She loves Nashville. She's adjusting really well.
She's adjusting to my life super well. Exactly.
It's crazy how embedded that is in the Bachelor history that like people just assume that that's because it always has happened.
Yes.
Like the Bachelor always has the one move, and then the Bachelorette most of the time moves.
Right.
Sometimes they both move to Los Angeles. So.
You know, to pursue an E! News hosting career. Yeah. Well, there are a lot of Instagram modeling opportunities these days.
I'm not a good model, but
you sell those Vita gummies.
I do joking, funny ones, but they're also delicious and they do work. Look at all my baby hairs. Like I'm serious. You know.
I know.
See?
They are delicious.
I know. You eat them.
You're like, I'll just have one.
I mean, if it tastes good and you can eat it, I don't see any why people wouldn't want to get
it. It's got a word, right?
Yeah. I really do think it does.
Oh, it's so fun making fun of all the Bachelor people for posting those kind of things.
Like, meanwhile, he's taking pictures of me.
You're like the Instagram boyfriend, husband, fiance, but also still.
All the things.
It's so, we'll go outside and she'll be like, okay, take this. And I'll take like probably like 20 pictures. She'll walk out, you know, look at them and come, okay, we need to do this one more time.
So like, that was bad. Whatever you did was bad. Are you looking at the camera?
I'm still not getting a cut yet either.
Hey, I've got your Uber right here.
That's true.
Generous.
Quality.
Actually, I got your tickets to Dear Evan Hansen tonight. So.
You did.
Yeah.
You're like, look at that.
Yeah, see?
You are a boss.
You're welcome.
Did you ever, so these weren't a replacement birthday gift. Did you ever get a replacement birthday gift for your Hamilton tickets?
We've taken many trips.
You're like, I'm never going to come back.
I never said anything about it. It's fine.
We could have gone tonight. I'm sure there's some.
You want to reimburse me for the tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Clear out the savings. You'll have a good cry. It'll feel really nice. Yeah. Just, I promise.
I'm excited.
I can't speak to that.
It's a beautiful show.
So how does it feel to still be last couple standing after the sudden implosion of
two
other Paradise couples?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels awesome. I didn't have any doubt that we were going to make it. Like, you know, it was crazy that it all happened so fast and around the holidays. And, like, it was just, like, boom, boom, explosions, tattoo removal, covering. And, like, you know, it's
Yeah.
It just sort of got crazy, but yeah, no, we're still.
Our tattoos are in a place no one can see, so they wouldn't
Babe,
know.
We're not supposed to talk.
Now we all know to look for them.
Just kidding.
Yeah, the holidays are a stressful time for new couples. How did you guys enjoy your holidays?
We had a great time.
We had fun.
Yeah.
Are you sure that you didn't break up and you're just hiding
this
it?
Is fake.
Yeah.
We're
you're just
super
like, you're
fake.
Just hating it for the Dear Evan Hansen day.
Yeah.
So we got to stay
that's
together.
That's the only reason I'm here today.
My fiance got us, well, his parents got us. Shout out to them. They got us tickets to Hamilton like 9 months in advance. And I was like, well, we're definitely staying together now. Like, I'm not going to,
yeah,
you know,
like, look, these are really,
really
difficult
put a
to
clock
get
on this relationship.
That's pretty genius. Actually.
I'm
going to
get some for like 5 years down the road. Hey, you're stuck.
It's like the more time you put in, the more it's like, why cut your losses now? Right. Those tickets are closer than they've ever
right.
been before.
Yeah, totally. Every moment gets closer.
So what, are you guys here in New York for the Broadway show, or what
other
do you guys
things.
Have going on?
Yeah, we just have a few things going on this next couple of days, and we thought, you know, again, I owed her a trip to New York, so we were, like, in Atlanta. So we're,
this is, this
we
is,
had to go to Atlanta. Hang on, I'm going somewhere.
Okay.
Never mind.
Like, I don't
the
know.
Story trailed off.
Yeah, this
interesting. I feel like something is being hidden. That's okay. We all deserve our private things.
Yes, it's a secret about the show that we can't say anything about.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, see, that's what he does. No,
I
and
love
then you just
to start
clam
rumoring.
Up and get awkward,
no,
and all of a sudden
Evan...
there's like 7 Us Weekly articles that have
well,
no basis. In
that's
anything.
My goal, is to get like news that's not true, like posted in those articles.
He likes to tell like, people I'm pregnant. I'm not.
But
at all.
It could be true one day.
It could.
Well, yeah.
Just
an article for 3 years down the road.
It's so weird.
The next time I see that Life in Style cover, I'm going to know. Yeah.
Oh, that's man. When I know I've done a good job, and all of a sudden I see a pop-up on
no,
Twitter.
He like tell, like we were at a charity event last night, and he actually tells people that. Well, I'm like drinking tequila. He's
I'm
like,
she's
by the way,
for two,
like, I know, and people
horrible.
Are like so offended. And they're like, you can't drink while you, and I'm like, I'm not. He's joking.
You're like, I'm drinking for myself.
I know, and only me.
I'm not sharing this tequila with Adidas.
So you guys know Nick pretty well, and now he's the Bachelor.
Yeah.
How do you think he's doing?
How do you think he's doing?
Oh, man.
You know.
Really turned that one back.
Yeah. We're not used to being asked the questions here. I think we like Nick. So we went into this season. I think we look at it mostly positively. But, like,
we have a
yeah, we always have criticism
Nick, but
for
yeah.
everyone.
Yeah.
The Bachelor always gets criticism. That's
yeah,
just right.
When you're
it's
on
like
screen that often, like, you can't, you know, you can't avoid a little snark.
Yeah.
But right. I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, and he, you know, it's sort of the Corinne Taylor show thing going on right now. So
yeah.
we're actually mm-hmm. not, he, you know, she's not only stealing the girls' screen time, she's stealing Nick's, she's
it's
stealing
true.
Nick's screen time. So, you know, but I think, you know, like last night's episode was really good. Like he actually had fun with Rachel, which is for, you know, as a friend, we want him to
right.
have fun. And it looked like he was having fun. Where at first
yeah.
he was kind of like, oh my gosh, what this is crazy. And
that date was delightful. We
yeah.
both really enjoyed seeing him with Rachel.
Yeah.
She seems cool.
I like her.
She seems
yeah.
solid.
Yeah, I like her a lot. And it seems like he really enjoys having the dates that aren't, like, you can only do this on The Bachelor. Like, he
right.
likes doing the
mm-hmm.
stuff where it's like, oh, we're just walking around.
Right. Normal. This
exploring.
Is what life would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
yeah,
almost
it felt
like
you were watching
just
an actual
dated
date.
Off screen and had a very similar experience. But I want to see Nick fall in love, so.
I know.
Yeah, it's really just, he's just being generous to the rest of us.
Yeah.
Like, allowing us to join his love story.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a gift.
yeah.
What a blessing.
Have you guys been in touch with Nick at all about how the season is going?
Yeah, we've talked a couple times. Have you talked to him?
Not since Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. We got to hang out with him in Chicago for a little bit. But, yeah, we'll text back and forth and, you know, and be like, how are you doing? He's like, great. And I'm like, how you really doing, buddy?
Is he holding up under our barrage of snarky tweets?
Of course, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, we've had some snarky ones
as well.
I know,
it's hard not to.
Yeah.
Even though he's our friend, it's so fun to just
yeah.
go.
But that's like... Yeah.
That's
what the
thing
with the
show.
And yeah, you guys watched it. You've been on it, obviously. You've I'm sure you've received your fair share of snarky tweets. And more than over the line of snarky tweets. Gosh, so yeah. I think you have to be able to dish it back a little bit, like take it.
Yeah. You guys have earned it. Yeah. I'm not just sitting on the sidelines.
We've earned nothing. But we just like to be, you know,
we like
bitchy
to be
a little bit. Yeah. I think we're pretty fair.
Yeah, well, this show is really, we invited you here to reassure us. We're being fair. What do you guys think?
I remember back in the beginning, there was some.
I think we've been pro you guys for a while.
Yeah.
So we weren't
for
too afraid about inviting
for
you.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were like, remember them? Maybe we were wrong about them. They seem all right. No, with people who are really villainous on the show, sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I want to talk to them because they're going to remember all the horrible things I said about them.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, mostly we don't want those people on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, recently we've had like Chad, so
we love him.
Which one's that?
Yeah, not Chad. Familiar. Chad has blocked both of us on Twitter. So,
but he came on your podcast?
No,
he did not. He was not.
We have not invited Chad on the podcast.
Yeah,
I don't think.
When the villains are that villainous, it's like, you know.
It's no longer funny. Like Corinne, you know, we can joke around about.
We have to talk about Corinne because you guys, you know, a little bit about tangling with the villains on the show and like getting into that drama. Are you guys taking sides on Corinne and Taylor?
Carly definitely is.
I think Corinne is hilarious. Like, I don't want her to go anywhere because I enjoy watching every single thing that she does.
Yeah.
I don't care even if it's bad because it's funny.
Yeah, so
like,
from
she's
an
not
entertainment
like an
point of view.
Evil human. You know what I mean? She's not that type of villain.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about. Like, Corinne is a different breed of villain than Chad.
Yes.
And it's very different. She's more like the what you've kind of think of as like a traditional Bachelor villain where they're just kind of leaning into a character, like a Courtney Robertson
totally.
Type of
Michelle
villain. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I feel bad for Taylor. Like, she just got in way over her head.
Yeah, I felt bad for her.
Bless her heart. Like,
yeah, she was doomed from the beginning with that, I think.
Well, but Corinne pulled a, you know, the smart move was to go preemptively strike and talk to Nick before Taylor could get to him, and that was kind of awesome.
Yeah, she's a smart girl.
Yeah, it's she does have a kind of smart. It is a very specific kind of interpersonal smarts to know how to manipulate a situation to turn everyone against someone.
Well, as she said, she's people smart.
Yeah.
So.
Which is emotional intelligence.
It is a certain kind of emotional intelligence. It's interesting because she does so much projecting onto Taylor and other people that does make her seem very not self-aware, but she's very good at manipulating people to get what she wants, which is an interesting combination that, like, she's simultaneously oblivious and also really sharp about
And it is not that makes me want to meet her.
Right. I want to meet her. I want to have drinks with her. I like her.
Yeah. I think the oblivious thing is a total sham. I think she's just playing that up. Like, she's just pretending to be oblivious and she knows exactly what's going on.
Is she pretending to have a nanny? Do you guys believe in the nanny?
I haven't really
thought about it.
Has she spoken out yet? She apparently released the cheese pasta recipe, right? Or something? Like,
oh, gosh. That's funny. It's probably just Corinne doing it.
I'm sure, because the recipe was like, boil water, put salt in it, put pasta there, put cheese.
There was
nothing else involved.
That's so funny.
I was like, I think someone at BuzzFeed, did try it,
and it
sounded terrible. They were
so
like, this is the worst
thing.
Emma
and I talked about taste testing it, and I was like, I don't have to do that. That's what I ate 3 times a week when I was 23, and I didn't know how to cook, and I couldn't afford to order food.
Right.
It's not good.
You didn't just go for, like, the Kraft mac and cheese? Like, I just think... That box is like the $1 box.
You know, but you know what I always had in my apartment? Pasta and cheese. I sometimes ran out of Kraft mac and cheese. You have to have a specific, you know, box set there, as it were. If you just have some pasta and some cheese, you know, you're all set.
What's the difference between pasta and cheese pasta?
That's a good question.
No, I think there is no difference.
I don't think there's a difference.
Okay. I'm getting lost.
Yeah, there didn't even seem to be any, like, butter or milk involved in Corinne's recipe. It's just...
It's,
Is it like that squirty cheese?
No, just cheese. That's a good idea. Also, the recipe did not specify what kind of
cheese was.
Cheese or pasta.
That would work. I mean, yeah. I have made cheese pasta with goat cheese, like soft goat cheese, and it actually melts down.
Yeah,
into,
that makes sense.
Yeah. So if you have like...
Well, so we really just need to hear from Raquel. She has to clarify.
Right. We need to know the type of cheese.
Yeah.
Who published that cheese pasta recipe?
It was like Us Weekly or something.
I just love the idea of them tracking her down and being like, we need to verify that it's really you.
Yeah. Who was the fact checker on this piece?
If you, like the two of us, are just always desperate to bring more coziness into your life, may we suggest Barefoot Dreams, especially now because the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary.
With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket.
I mean, there's a reason why Barefoot Dreams has been on Oprah's favorite things list 6 times.
If there's anything I trust more than Oprah's favorite things list, it's 6 of Oprah's favorite things list. I mean, come on. Dressing head to toe in Barefoot Dreams is the key to comfort, as their collection of ultra soft robes, loungewear, and accessories are made with premium materials.
And their products make perfect gifts, too.
I'm a huge fan of just swaddling myself in a big cozy robe. So I know, Emma, I'm very excited for the Barefoot Dreams robe that is heading my way right now. I was so excited to pick it out, and I'm so excited to try it on. Like, the perfect cozy robe.
I'm so excited, too.
Oh, my God. It's going to change my life, I think.
We'll just be swaddling ourselves in coziness 100% of the time. And I think we can all agree that, like, that is the lifestyle which we deserve and to which we aspire. Thank you, Barefoot Dreams.
For Love to See It with Emma and Claire listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code LTSI15.
Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
And you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Just heat and savor the good stuff.
Plus, you can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. And you can pause or reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long at Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Especially since I've been back from my travels, I've gotten really out of practice with my normal meal prep. And so Factor has been really helping me kind of bridge that gap, know that I have healthy, whole meals in my fridge ready to eat when I need them.
Head to factormeals.com/LTSI50 and use code LTSI50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code LTSI50 at factormeals.com/LTSI50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
Anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a while, or even not that long, knows that we love Article. I mean, honestly, I'm looking around my home right now. Coffee tables from Article. That lovely chair out on my deck, Article. Our big console, Article. My bed frame, Article. This is an Article household.
It is. And it's, I mean, it was an inspiration to me. We finally got our first Article piece of furniture recently, our new couch. And my husband and I are both constantly just like, how did we live before this couch? This is such an improvement over what we had before. It's so comfortable. It just seems to get more comfortable every day. I mean, it's the couch you dream of.
And the reason that we have both been able to find ideal furniture on Article is because Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
And their team of designers are all about finding that perfect balance between style, quality, and price, because we all want the best of all of those three things united in one piece of furniture, right?
Plus, they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and, you know, looks good doing it.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
So what is it like for you guys watching this show since you've been on it? Did you guys watch it before you went on the show?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely skipped seasons. But I'm trying to think. I think I started watching when, like, Sean was The Bachelor. And then I kind of fell off. Then I'd come back. I don't know. I mean, we definitely watch with a different eye, I think, than we used to.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, what are there specific things that you notice now that you missed as a viewer?
Yeah, you notice them more than me, I think.
It's so fun to try to, like, find little hidden gems that you're like, oh, I know what's going on here.
Like, yeah, like give us an example. Tell us. Tell us the secrets.
Well, some of the secrets are like, what was I saying?
There was like a voice dub in or something one day. You were like, is that her voice or something like that? I don't know. And then sometimes I notice like, you could tell it was from like a different day or something because the clothing is different. And I'm like, wait a second. She's wearing that dress, but it's this day, which I noticed on myself when I was on the show. I was like, that dress, I'm saying something mean, and that dress is from the night I was kicked off, not from 3 weeks previous. So I noticed like those things.
So funny.
Yeah, I was like, that's...
Are you blaming editing right now? Is that...
Yeah.
Editing? There's no such thing as editing on The Bachelor. I don't know if you guys
maybe just placed
Nick's Goodwill tour about editing, but... Oh. He doesn't believe in it. There was that great sequence when Kristen and Liz were talking about Liz's history, and they were both wearing like four different outfits.
Outfit changes. That was one thing he said.
Yeah, and they just made it seem like it was one conversation. Right. And then there was the one line where Liz kept saying, like, and then we had sex, and you could tell that was
that was again and again.
Yeah. The way she said that was really interesting. And we had sex.
God, don't ever talk in that voice again.
It just struck me as like...
That's why it was distinctive, and you could hear them just splice it into unrelated sentences. Yeah. Like, and it just made her seem like every time she opened her mouth, she was talking about how they slept together.
I'm looking forward to seeing Nick later, and we had sex. it fits so perfectly. It's probably exactly what she said. I can't believe we've already had a Liz drama, and we've moved on like several episodes from that now.
Yeah, we're on.
It was so long ago.
I know, this season has been so weird. What are we on, episode 5 now?
I feel way older now.
Yeah.
Yeah. This season has aged me. It's been harrowing.
People did say in one of our photos the other day, you guys look so much older. And I was like, rude.
Rude delete.
Why don't you say something like that?
People are really nice. I don't know if you know this.
As people who write on the internet, it's all positive. Like, let me tell you. Yeah. It's just Twitter, especially.
Oh,
yeah.
Just
the kindness.
People don't understand Twitter. Yeah.
But you're so good at Twitter.
You are.
Yeah, you're very funny on Twitter.
It's because I treat it like it's fake. Like, I'm like, nobody on here is real. Unless I know them, it's not real.
Well, I think that's how people do it. That's why it's easy to be mean to people.
Yeah.
Because they're not real.
Yeah.
Until you meet them, then you're like, I'm sorry that I made comments about your hair. I made a lot of comments about Olivia's hair, and then I felt so bad when we met. I was like, I'm sorry about what I said about your center part.
Oh. I feel like given all the shit she took, that was your we're not on her radar.
Yeah.
What's funny is like when Bachelorette first started airing my season, like. Twitter was so mean to me, like ruthless, my hair, my everything, blah, 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 blah. And then like I'd go out in public and people like, Evan, I love you. You're my favorite. Can I get a picture? Oh my gosh, please. Can we FaceTime my mother? And you're like,
where were you?
I don't understand. Like, can you join Twitter and back me up or something?
Yeah. Seriously. Where are your voices? Or it's just the same people.
Yeah.
And they have like completely disparate reactions when you're right in front of them,
right.
Which I think is part of it.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to yell at you something horrible. Well, maybe some people, but most people, like, to your face.
Especially
but on the internet, it's like,
a Bachelor contestant. Like, who wants to be that guy or girl who goes up to someone they know from The Bachelor and be like, you're the worst. I'm deeply invested in how much I hate you, person that I've seen on reality TV. Yeah. Like, it feels more normal to do that on Twitter. I don't know.
Did Twitter change to you, towards you once you got on Paradise?
Yeah, that was incredible. I always tell this story. Like, I get engaged on Paradise. And, like, the day after I get my phone back, I look at my Instagram. I have 5,000 followers. Like, all the, like, you know, Wells has, like, 200,000. And all these people are, like, 100. And I'm, like, 5,000. And then I just got engaged. And, like, you know, I look through all the comments. They're, like, Evan, you're terrible. I hope, you know, your hair is the, like, this. You're a rat. They call me all these names. And I was, like, man, this really sucks. Cause, you know, and so then it starts airing. And people, like.
And I was just calling you those names.
And then my fiance already starts calling me those names.
But probably made you seem very homey.
I remember. Yeah, you feel like my neighbor on Instagram.
But that's really when the tide started turning, was when she started throwing me under the bus. People were like, oh, wait, you're not that bad.
So you were really a humanizing force.
Yes. Yeah.
You're welcome. I just did that for your benefit. I was all fake.
Selfless.
So, yeah. Did you give him a heads up on what was coming?
Yeah. When I started like really liking him, I was like, I have something major to tell you. He's like, what? And I was like,
let's go sit by the pool and get a margarita.
Yeah. Oh, you'd like have another. I was like, I said really mean things about you. And he's like, well, like how mean? Like, what'd you say? I was like, I said these things. And then he would just say, he was like staring into the pool and he's like, I don't know how to take that. That's really mean. And I was like, I know, I'm so sorry. I was trying to be funny. It happens all the time. I haven't learned my lesson.
I mean, it all worked out. So, like, what would you learn? Like, you got to go on Paradise and fall in love.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no downside as far as
it worked out.
And now everyone likes Evan. So.
Yeah. Everybody loves Evan.
Everyone's so fickle. So I just can't take it seriously, you know.
That is one of the fun things about Paradise, though, is watching people arriving the first day and the cast who haven't met each other before, the way they react to each other is like, oh, I thought he looked ugly on TV, but he's incredibly hot. Stuff like that. Because we all still haven't seen most of you guys in person for the most part. So it's like a little proxy for comparing the TV version to real life version. I hope to never see myself on TV personally.
Yeah, so, like, I don't want to have that.
It's a weird
experience.
Thing.
It's not a flattering.
Yeah, and then
gaze.
You guys watch and live tweet it. Like, that to me is dedication. I mean, just to watch. I hate listening
mechanism.
To myself on this podcast. So if I have to see my face, like, that's a whole other level.
Yeah, especially in Paradise.
That.
There's no air conditioning.
My hair was so bad.
I remember talking to one of the producers. I was like, what is the reason that I'm not photogenic? Like, why doesn't my face look good on TV? Like, why do these people think I'm okay in person but not on TV? I was like, is there something we can do about the angles?
Lighting?
Yeah, I would want someone to just, like, walk around, like, lighting
so
me up all the time.
Guys. Oh, gosh, we were so gross.
So bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that all of you managed to look so lovely, like,
I know,
without Josh. AC and sweating.
He fell in love with me with, like, the worst hair of my life. Like, my hair is super curly, and it was just, like, I don't know what was happening. And
was it, like, a really
me.
Pleasant surprise for you to see her hair
yes.
in a less humid climate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, there
wow.
you are, Peter.
Well played.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. It's, like, I feel like everyone cast on The Bachelor is pretty photogenic, or you wouldn't be cast. But there are still these weird gaps in perception. And I feel like it's just because you get a lot of, like, attractive people together, and you have to pick ones that, like, you're like, that's the hot one out of this group of hot people.
It's so true.
You know? It starts to create this huge, whereas if you threw one of us in there, it'd be like, oh, wait, no, all
yeah,
those
yeah.
people are really attractive. I don't know what I was thinking. It's like a distorted standard. It's very...
Well, that's TV.
I know. Yeah, no, it's true. That's why I like British television, because
everyone has a bigger range.
Yeah. Yeah. They
so
let
true.
Anyone go on TV. It's great.
I know, bad teeth and all. It's fine.
Oh, it's amazing.
So do you guys have any predictions for this season? Like, who do you think Nick is probably going to end up with? You can't tell us who he actually ends up with if you know. So...
You also can
this
just say, like, we know,
show.
So we don't want to
yeah,
give
you
a prediction.
Yeah, so you can
That's
say
fine.
We know.
I mean,
but we don't know, really know. We just have, like...
No, Nick was really, like, open about me. Like,
things.
I don't want to tell you because I don't want you to be the person that leaks. Like, I don't want to...
Really?
Like, I don't want...
Yeah, he...
He's
Nick
not telling
is, like,
anyone.
Zipped
he's not even
up.
Told his
yeah.
family.
Well, they would obviously know.
Huh?
Well, I guess not, because there would be two.
Well, he had enough... He might have by now. I don't know. But yeah, he was really tight-lipped about it.
Yeah. So,
wow.
but, so we don't
impressive.
Know.
But I would be the worst
yeah.
at keeping
Oh, I
secrets.
Would probably tell all of the people.
Did you guys
yeah.
tell, like, who did you tell after you got back from Paradise?
I called my mom and dad from the hotel room because we still didn't have our phones back. I was like, I just want to tell my parents. He's like, let's call from the hotel. And I was like, we can't. It's not allowed.
We weren't
supposed to. And he's like, yeah, it's allowed. Give me that phone.
Like, I'm going to be a rebel. So
it's
I'm
allowed
down
if I
four
say it.
Operators.
I know that's a, yeah.
It took me like 20 minutes to get somebody in America on the phone.
It worked.
It worked. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
thanks, babe.
Impressive.
That's really
Aww.
Nice.
Like, how did you frame it when you're like, so I went away for a couple weeks and now I'm engaged? Were they surprised?
And well, like, my mom answered and I was like, Mom? And she's like, yeah? And I was like, I have some news. And she's like, okay. And I was like, I'm engaged. And she's like, oh, wow, okay. And she's like, let me go get your dad. And so I told him, and he's like, well, that's weird. And I was like, okay, bye.
Okay, gotta go.
I mean, at that point, did they even know that Evan existed? Or was it just like,
no.
I'm engaged
no.
to some guy?
Some guy. Some
that is
rando.
A little weird.
I was like, hey, great to meet you, dad.
I'm your new son. What about telling your kids? Was that weird?
It wasn't weird. Because it started to, like, leak or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually found out before I was able
really?
To tell them,
yep.
which is crazy and
oh
horrible.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, they were so happy. And I was like, you know, they really pushed me to do Paradise because I didn't want to leave them again. It's really hard. And although I'd recommend it, I mean, any parent, it'd be great to have that time away to just kind of focus on yourself. Anyway, as an aside. But but yeah, when we sat them down and, you know, when we picked up Carly from the airport, like, they just fell in love with her. And that's...
They're so cute.
That's so
they've
sweet.
They've been so welcoming, and she's been incredible with them, too. Like, it's been really sweet how much they love her.
But they're, like, really good kids. Like, he doesn't have, like, little...
terrors. Like, every single one is, like, cute and sweet, and they're, like, Southern gentlemen.
Aww.
And they, I mean, I can't even, I know, you did a really good job. Like, you really did.
Woo, woo.
Thanks.
Oh, we can cut that if you want. That's amazing, because I was a kid in a blended family once, and I was such a nightmare to deal with. Like, I always think of that when I see on The Bachelor, like, people introducing their kids to the potential new parent, and I'm like, that was me. Things would not be going so great right now. I'd be making snide comments.
No, they're so nice. They really are.
It was so fun, too. We did, like, a little, like, blurb for the pre-Bachelor show. I don't know if you guys saw it, but, like, there was, like, the night before Nick.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah.
And so I was like, kids, do you guys want to be on TV and do a little, like, Bachelor action? They're like, yes, let's do it.
Yeah, they think that was so cool.
So it's like, you know how, like, in the show, like, everybody's, like, in the couches in the circle. Yeah. So we had to, like, get on the couch and, like, you know, the producers, like, you know, telling where to sit and the lighting, and they just felt so cool.
Yeah.
And then we were like, so in 10 years, Nathan, you shouldn't be on The Bachelor. Like, you should be the guy.
This is how it starts.
Yeah. I know.
It's like JoJo was on her, like, very briefly on her brother's dating show.
Right, yeah.
And then so he was fun. On her dating show. And
my brother was on Bachelorette.
Yeah. Did you watch his season?
Yeah, well, so he got to hometowns, right, and that's how they met me.
So you were, I was there. You were at the hometown date.
Yeah, so they're like, is your sister single? And here I am.
So that's how you got on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did you end up on the show?
A friend nominated me. I thought it was a joke. Like, they called.
People don't believe people on the show when they say that. Like, when someone's like, "Oh, my friend submitted me," they're like, "We don't believe that."
I've been trying for four years.
They finally took me.
Submitting.
We're just gonna clip that, and that's gonna be our excerpt. No, it's because there is a lot that you have to do yourself, right?
Yeah,
at a certain point, once they've put you out there.
It's a commitment. I mean, you have to, like, take 27 pictures in different
that
places.
That was annoying.
And do this 100-page long
that was also annoying.
Thing that's, like, you know, whatever.
Do they compensate you for the photos? Do you have to, like, hire a photographer?
No, they're just like, you can take them on your iPhone, but we just need 27 completely different pictures of
they want to see, like, what your body looks
right.
like. They want to see what your style is. They want to make sure they like your hair, like, from every angle.
So it's like sort of like being on Tinder.
It's a little gross.
Kind of.
But really, really intense.
I remember going to they called me to go to a casting in Nashville at a hotel. I walk in there, and there's, like, five other guys who all are, like, Chase, right? So they're like 6'4" and they're like got man buns, and, you know, they're like walking around, like, and I'm like, hey, I'm Evan. I was like, there's no way I'm gonna make it. Like, one of the casting crews came out, she gave this guy a manila envelope, she's like, you made it to LA in front of me, and I'm like, son of a and I'm like, all right, see ya. And I never saw the guy again. Like, he didn't even make it. And they picked me. And it's like,
yay!
Yeah, Carly's like, thank goodness.
No,
you could be engaged to that guy.
God, yeah, man.
The man bun man.
Yeah. Can't have someone with better hair than me. It's not
okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Like, that's where I draw the line.
And to be honest, it's very easy to have better hair than your boyfriend if you're working with the pool of, like, 95% of men. Like, very good hair. And they definitely don't put much effort into it.
Why should we? I mean, who cares?
Yeah. Because it will just make us feel bad about
right,
ourselves.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't make me feel bad about myself.
I love that.
Yeah.
Messing up my hair.
I like that.
Yeah, that's right. You know it.
Oh, God. So do you guys have any predictions for the rest of this season?
I really hope Raven makes it far.
Yeah.
I like her Southern accent.
I like Rachel.
Rachel's cool.
They're both Southern girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of them are going to...
I like their energy
too well.
I think they both have, like, just really positive, like, I don't know, like, high-spirited energy.
Yeah, they definitely have, like, Nick's, the kind of energy that he likes, too.
Yes.
He likes a...
strong personality, like... has
someone with a lot of get up and go.
Yeah.
I think if Corinne doesn't leave, like, next episode, she'll be, like, top two or something, because, like, Nick just sees something in her or something.
Yeah, he definitely
feel like
does. He looks at her away, that's for sure.
I think he sees himself in her. Like, he's like, I used to be her. I was a villain like her before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do think he has this empathy for people who other people don't like, because he's like, well, that's how I was.
Right. The conversations they have about it are just so mentor-mentee, though. It's like, I know how like you feel, because I've been where you are, and here's what helped me deal with it. What are you doing to deal with it? Tell me how you feel. How do you feel about that? How did it make you feel?
Yeah. And then Corinne's like, we just had a really adult convo.
And we didn't kiss.
Yeah. It would be weird to, like, make out right after having a conversation that feels like a therapist talking to a patient, which is kind of their dynamic.
You don't make
dynamic.
Out with their therapist.
Well, you know.
I mean, we can't reveal that on this podcast.
What sure, happens sure. in session.
Yeah.
So I think we're ready to wrap up. We don't want to keep you guys too long.
Yeah, we know that you have
to. How are we doing on time?
See a Broadway show tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
We're excited.
Go cry it out.
Yeah. All of the tears.
And we're just really, you know, happy that you were able to pop by.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we've really wanted to have you both on the show for a while because you are two of our favorites. So
they say that to everyone. Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every single person.
Honestly, how many people from that? We probably have like between 5 and 10 people who come on the show from The Bachelor. And out of all of the, you know, all the contestants ever, that's a pretty small percentage.
Yeah, so I like it. You know.
So I just want you to take our compliments seriously. <Yeah. laughs> So that you'll come back sometime when you're in New York. It was really fun.
Thank you.
Chatting.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Seriously, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hope you enjoyed our bonus episode. Thanks to our guests, Evan Bass and Carly Waddell, and thanks to our fearless producer, Nick Offenberg. For more Here to Make Friends, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, follow us on Facebook, and send any feedback you have to heretomakefriends@huffingtonpost.com.
Yes, but please go easy on my vocal fry this week. I swear I have a cold. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emily D. Rose.
Thanks for listening, and tune back in next week for Episode 6 Recap and Fun.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.